Man, Tyler told me about it, and he said that there was, like, he accidentally might, like, he got hit by some guy practicing sword moves, and there's, like, okay, so, what is it? Anime Evolution is, like, it's like Comic-Con, I guess.
Yeah, that's what I, when Scotty was in here with the Scenic Drive, he was talking about, it was kind of like, you know, I guess Vancouver's version of Comic-Con. I see that there's actually, there's a registration form here to be had, which, you know, if you're not here, then you don't know about it, but it's, but these people are serious. Like, you're right, I've already seen, like, laser sword fencing.
Man, outside. I just took, okay, I'll show you the picture I just took. There are these two dudes, I have no idea because I don't know anything about anime. I know, like, Akira.
That's like me, too.
Like, these guys would be so mad at me if they knew. But, so there's these dudes outside. They're dressed in, like, how do I describe this? I'm looking at the picture right now. One guy's dressed in all white and one guy's dressed in all black. And the guy who's, they both have, like, jello in their hair, like, spiking it out.
Yeah.
And the guy in all white has, like, a long trident on a stick. With like lights on the end of it,
like Neptune style.
Yeah, and then but he's wearing like he looks like he's wearing like a disco suit or something. And then the guy who's in all black has these types of knife sword things that I've never seen before. They're like what Raphael from Ninja Turtles had, but like
I think those
if
are termed
fast forwarded like 3,000 years.
Yeah, you know? In kung fu terminology, I think those are known as size.
Size.
Well, yeah.
I don't know if these ones are size.
And I think my wife actually has a pair from back in her days. Of course, yeah, I know. I don't mess with her because I think she actually knows how to use them too from back in her days of Taekwondo and Okotoks.
Apparently, they're difficult to use because you have to get really close to people. If someone's trying to fight you with a sword and you're fighting them with a Sai,
I mean, if I was one of the Ninja Turtles, Sai wouldn't have been my first choice. You know,
Sai was. I never played with Raphael when I played it on Nintendo because I wanted to be as far away from the Foot Clan as possible.
Oh, of course, man.
I like use Donatello. Get the bow staff in there.
They always say, the Splinter always say, like, the size of the weapon for disarmament. I'm like, I'm sorry, but if you got a big-ass sword, your hands are getting chopped off.
Totally.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, man. Okay, so you want to hear something funny?
Yes.
Okay, so a friend of mine is, he's going to Singapore in 2 weeks for a 2-year master's program.
Okay.
And I was talking to him, and I was like, oh, you better watch out. They take things pretty seriously in Singapore. They will whip your ass.
No spitting gum on the ground or any of that type of stuff.
I think you can't even buy chewing gum in the country.
No, I don't think so.
Anyway, so he's going there, and he has some family that grew up there, and he's got like two cousins or whatever. And his cousin got in trouble. He was like spray painting or something or something. Yeah, I don't know. You know, like whatever, like some sort of a kid thing to do.
Yeah.
And he got busted. Hey, there's Tyler. He got busted, and so they were going to whip him, right? Or, like, cane him.
Cane him with, like, a big bamboo cane. Yeah.
Oh.
That's some scary stuff. We're just not accustomed to, like, corporal punishment in Canada.
No, not at all. But,
Well, Tyler's got some funky stuff going on with the cell phone. I liked it.
Hello.
There's dudes that are employed, and their sole occupation is the guy that whips your ass. And they're so good at it that it's like a... What do you call that kind of thing where, it's not like a master apprentice system. It's like passed down from father to son type thing. Like only a few people know how to cane.
Oh, exactly. Yeah. I know what you mean. It's a squireship almost.
Yeah, like,
you know what I mean?
Where you
train under your father and it's passed. Wow.
Sort of. Yeah. Like you train for like a long, long time and then you're like, there's like five people in the country that are awesome at it. You know?
I know my dad was pretty good at lickings. I'm not sure if he learned from his grandpa, but I'm pretty sure.
Too. Back when beating your kids was cool.
But I don't think it was like designated. It's like, oh, John Richard, you have. I passed down the glorious belt to you.
I don't think so either.
No,
my mom was pretty handy with a wooden spoon.
Yeah, my mom was all about the scraper. You know, the wooden spoon. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, the spatula. Yeah.
Don't worry, Mom. I'm not saying they're telling Radioland that you beat your kids. You threatened, really. That was about, that was it. Mom said people are going to be like, Sandy! Yeah, sorry.
So these guys are wicked at whipping ass.
All right.
So my friend's cousin got caught doing the spray painting or whatever, so they sentenced him to, usually if you do like a, because they take stuff pretty seriously, but usually get sentenced to between 3 and 5 lashes for something like vandalism or if you broke into a car or like, you know what I mean? Like things that often people screw up doing
totally.
When they're young.
Yeah.
So his cousin got sentenced to 5 lashes, which is like, he thought it was a bit of a stiff punishment, but whatever. So he described the experience to my friend Ted, and they 4-point harness you, so your arms are like out to your sides. You can't move. You're like tied up.
Right.
And then they pull your pants down.
Yeah.
And this guy, and they actually do whip your ass. It's not your back. They hit you in the ass.
It's your cheeks.
They hit you right in the cleft.
Right.
Yeah. And this guy is not. It's not like he has like a bat or like even a switch of bamboo.
Okay.
It's like a 15-foot long bamboo pole.
Like Donatello. Speaking of like kind of almost, you know, like
yeah, like
maybe
yes.
longer. Right?
Donatello's punishment system.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sort of. And. This guy, you're tied up, and this guy takes, like, 30 running steps. It's in this huge room.
Wait a second, you're telling me that he gets momentum
yeah,
to hit you
like
across
the head of steam. He gets up ahead of steam, and then he's like, yeah! And then wastes you in the ass. And I guess these guys are so good, they're so well-practiced or whatever, that they never hit the same spot twice because it wouldn't make any sense because you're already numb, right?
Right, yeah.
So the guy lines up and wastes my friend's cousin. And then he does it again, and he, you know, you start bleeding. It's free. You know, he said it's like unbearable.
What is it? I just got here. People, is this someone's parents or is this someone signing up for this?
No, this is what happens in Singapore.
No, it's Singapore. This actually came from a conversation that was started off by Anime Evolution. And I think it went from like.
We should get some of those people and get them on the show. They've got cool costumes.
Oh, yeah, tell me about
really
it.
Really
yeah.
cool costumes.
So, I was so pumped when I rode up here today.
Needless to say, I'm not going to go to Singapore without like.
But here's the kicker.
Okay.
So. They never hit the same spot twice, and because the pain is so unbearable, people often pass out after two lashes because they'll hit you, and then they'll hit you like an eighth of an inch higher in the, you know, like. And
yeah, because the accuracy so like, is just
yeah,
like pinpoint.
They're awesome. They've been doing this. They've been whipping people's ass for every day for their life. And so instead of hitting you and then you pass out and they finish off the lashes, they do like pure abuse style. They hit you, you pass out, they nurse you back to health, they, like, let you down off the lashes, and then they, like, put you to bed, let you sleep it off, and then they wake you up and they, like, give you some warm milk or whatever, and then they tie you back up
and whip you.
Finish the lashes. You have to be conscious to get all your lashes in before your sentence is carried out. Can you imagine that? That's like a whole weekend of getting your ass whipped.
Wow. That's horrible.
Yeah.
Wow.
Jeez.
Yeah. I didn't realize that it was so rigorous. That's crazy.
So rigorous, yeah.
That is very rigorous punishment.
Yeah.
As the spankings go, man.
They're serious people.
Yeah.
They're serious.
There you have it. That's what.
So anyway, I'm going to send him some gum for Christmas.
Yeah, I think, yeah. Just make sure you don't spit it out anywhere.
Wait, someone you know this happened to?
Yeah, it was my friend Ted, who lives in Calgary. His cousin grew up in Singapore, and he got whipped because he was he got caught spray painting on a building.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
wow.
He got five whips for it.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
That is absolutely crazy. I mean, I'm actually surprised that there hasn't been, like, you know, people, like, you know, in terms of human rights violations. I mean, that is some crazy-ass medieval
stuff. You're getting
stuff.
Whipped.
You're getting whipped
getting
until you pass out.
By a full-grown man at a run.
So, kids out there, when you are getting threatened by your mom and her wooden spoon, okay, no big deal.
Yes.
Okay, at
stop
least
bloody
whining. Yeah, or no TV tonight.
Or no TV. Or you get a timeout. At least you're not in Singapore.
Yeah.
On that note, do you want me to line up another song? Are you ready to go?
I'm ready. I'm ready.
Okay, ready to go.
What is this?
All right. Ladies and gentlemen.
This is Uproot Andy's remix of Los Racas. So the song is called Abrázame.
Los Racas.
And if anybody likes dancehall, you'll recognize the Hold Your Rhythm from Egyptian. But anyway, this is a song that I seriously can't get out of my head. Is the mixer up? There you go. All right, radio's here.
Yeah, sit
there. Take it easy.
Yeah, that's good. Wait, hold on a minute. Play it off. Stop. You know what you want to do with that, right?
Put it on CITR 101.9 FM.
You want to put a banging donk on it.
Yeah, that's sick. That is sick. I can definitely drop to that one. All we need now is like a hook line. You know what? I've got actually the perfect one. Baseline. Oh, wicked. Now put a donk on it.
Put a donk right on it. And there you have it, the recap from sometime in the summer when Anime Evolution was here and Cam told a great story about caning in Singapore. Bob, the reason why there was a repeat program was Bob, the host of The Barn Burner, is in Hawaii this weekend for his honeymoon. So congratulations, Bob. I hope you're having fun. This is now Radio Zero. My name is Tyler. Cam should be here, I hope. He's coming. Till he gets here. Let's do, since we're about 10 minutes post when we were supposed to start, but Cam was telling an amazing story there. Let's get to some music. Before we get to some music, actually, I'll just give you the rundown on how you can participate in the program. Go ahead and follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/RadioZeroRadio, for all of our track updates and jokes, links, whatever. In case you're wondering what is on the radio at the moment, yeah, twitter.com/RadioZeroRadio. For some reason, our actual website is not working, the radiozero.ca. The server seems to be busted, and it looks like the guys running my server, our server, are on holiday. So, who knows what's going on there, but twitter.com/RadioZeroRadio, follow us there. And here's a new track from Hotel Mexico, Animals Strike Back, on Radio Zero Radio. You know, it wouldn't be this program if I actually got things right at the beginning of the show. Okay, the mixer level is up now. This is Animals Strike Back by Hotel Mexico from Japan on Radio Zero.
Thank you.
course somebody had to switch the inputs. Okay, let's try this one more time. Magic Places, Through the Map Room Door, on Radio Zero Radio. We'll be right back.
Thank you. Here at CITR, we have the best DJs. Think about becoming one at that level. Be one of the 6 lucky winners to attend Tom Lee Music's new to DJing workshops, and you will get a 1-hour one-on-one crash course to learn the basics of cueing, mixing, and scratching, as well as insight into the many hardware and software options available to DJs today. One of Vancouver's top DJs will show you the ropes in Tom Lee Music's Next Level Studios. It's all part of the Next Level Learning Center, offering courses in songwriting, music career development, music business and networking, live performance coaching, software recording, and much more. Tune in to Synaptic Sandwich, Crimes and Treasons, and Radio Zero to hear your favorite DJ spin and call in to win your very own DJ workshop. For contest details, visit CITR.ca.
Oh, me and Cam love that.
Hi.
That commercial, that advertisement just put a banging donk right on the end of that.
Put a banging.
Right on the end of that violin song
banging
there.
Banging donk on it.
That was the banging donk we've been looking for
for
the past half an hour.
Look out.
Cam Dales has arrived in the studio.
What's up, everybody?
In case you're wondering what we've been playing, check out the Twitter, twitter.com/RadioZeroRadio. Also, let's do a recap. That last song was Violins. The track was Acid Rain in the Trees mix. And that was off of a split 7-inch with Twin Shadow out on Terrible Records. And we're going to get to the rest of that 7-inch after this. Prior to that was Vancouver's own Blood Diamonds, which is Mike Tucker, who's going to film school at... What's it called? Vancouver VFS? The Vancouver Film School?
The Vancouver Film School.
Yes. Anyhow.
Yes.
Mike. Good work on that one, buddy. That was Feral Envelope, but that was the Click Talk remix. And Click Talk is also Click Talk. How do you want to pronounce? Click?
I think it's like Click Talk.
Are also one of my favorite dudes this year out of Illinois, I believe. Somewhere in Illinois, I believe they're from. I'll have to check their MySpace. That's a good combo right there. Blood Diamonds and Click Talk together at last. Prior to that was Star Slinger with a song called Elizabeth Fraser. We heard Magic Places. Before that, the song was Through the Map Room Door. And the first song of the day was Hotel Mexico from Japan. The band is from Japan. They're called Hotel Mexico. And the song is called Animals Strike Back.
Sweet.
All right. So how did your day begin, Cam Dales? Did you put a banging donk on your day?
I put a banging donk on it.
I did.
Whoa.
I put a banging donk right on my morning.
There's seriously like so much cable attached to these headphones, and then there's just this plastic thing.
Holding all the cable.
Yeah, and it's like it's got like a belt attacho.
Yeah, well, when you're doing NFL kind of stuff.
I guess.
When you're in the NFL, like we are.
Yeah, when we are commentating for the NFL. How did my day start? Pretty good. I don't know. It's pretty nice. It's not raining. I'll tell you why I like that it's not raining, aside from the obvious fact that it's not raining. The reason that I like that it's not raining is because... why do I like that it's not raining? Because I don't own a rain jacket. You'd think that's crazy, wouldn't you? I've lived in Vancouver for the better part of 10 years, and...
You just don't want to get a waterproof jacket.
I have a jacket that I thought was waterproof. When I bought it, I was like, yeah, winter jacket, sweet, waterproof. Not at all. Water touches it. Water, like, it's like raindrops are, like, gonna fall 3 or 4 feet away from me, and they, like, get zipped into the jacket. The jacket is sucking water up so heavily that, like, rain that wouldn't have otherwise fallen on me does fall on me. It's like a rain magnet. Anyway, so I'm dry, so that's nice. That's one of the good things about today. The other good thing about today is tonight. I'm playing at the Astoria tonight for the Rad Times Shindig. Sorry, not Shindig. It's not associated with Shindig. The Rad Times party.
Yes.
We will be having a party.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see the likes of myself, DJ Cherche, Sincerely Hana, Matt Perry, a.k.a. Cut Corners, and the triumphant return of the always ever so busy but ever so crowd-pleasing Mr. Rico Uno. So, look out for that. That's at the Astoria. Starts at 10 o'clock. It'll be very busy, so come early.
You want to know how my day started?
Yep.
I'm chomping at the bit here.
I got you. All right.
Okay.
Lay it on me. 2 coffees, 1 cup.
Exactly. I was thinking that I needed to get myself jazzed up to
You gotta really jazz it out.
To get my day started. Right. So I made an Americano. I wanted it to be more potent. So I had a package of Starbucks instant coffee that I stirred into my Americano. Thinking that was gonna be a great idea. And then I drank a huge gulp of it without adding any sugar to it, and it was the most bitter, insane thing I've tasted in quite a while. Then I started some sugar and some milk, and it was a lot smoother, but now my anxiety levels are at about 1,000%.
I'll tell you something. I'm going to help you out. When we're finished here, we'll go get some pizza. We'll mop that fire right up.
Oh, we're going to drive one right down the middle of any town USA there?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely we are. We're going to crush it.
Right down Main Street, Anytown, USA, the most average slice of pizza in the world, pi r squared.
Yeah, it'll be great.
It's never disappointing, but it's never exceptional.
True. But it always gets the job done.
It's average. It's like I would say it's the Starbucks or the McDonald's of pizza, but it's not. It's like higher quality.
No, it's not. It's higher quality, but it's there's less thought that goes into it.
Yeah. Precisely. Okay. Let's get on to the other side of that split 7-inch with on Terrible Records with Violins on the A side, and that is reminds me, like I was saying to Cam before we started chatting here, it reminds me of like big songs like Spandau Ballet or Tears for Fears, something like that, which I'm really happy about. I love big songs.
Who doesn't?
Who doesn't? Hey, we'll play some big songs in a while. But for now, let's get to the other side. This is a new song from Twin Shadow. It's called Savannah Howl on Radio Zero.
Hi-yo.
CITR, 101.9 FM, UBC Radio in Vancouver.
Sun down. Find the meaning in all this life. Thanks.
Yeah.
I think, hold on here. Hold on. Just a second.
Wait a second.
Okay. Hold on just one minute.
If I could just get you to hold on for a minute. Whoops.
Yeah, if you could just hold on to your pants.
Just hold on a second. Hold on.
Now, return. Hold on. Now, just return from the edge of your seat.
Hold on a minute. Hold on.
Okay.
Okay.
Now you can return from the edge of your seat.
Hey, let's give away these DJ Workshop things.
Okay.
Okay.
Go for it.
We can do some giveaways.
We have to do giveaways now, currently. Wait, no. Let's just do a recap here.
Okay.
Then we'll do some giveaways.
Okay.
We'll do like a professional program. Sure. The last song we heard there was Taken by Tassels, which is Sean Orr of Vancouver. Prior to that was Craft Spells, who are from Northern California, I believe, and they're in somewhere in Oregon tonight playing a show, I believe. And
Bend.
Are they playing in Bend, Oregon?
I don't know. That's the only place
I know. Just a place?
Oregon, besides Portland.
Olympia? Well, that's in Washington.
That's in Washington.
Who cares? Ramona was the song, Craft Spells. Those guys I really like a lot. Before Craft Spells was Games with Strawberry Skies, and the Games EP called That We Can Play is, I guess, up for review today on Pitchfork, I believe, so go take a read and have a listen. Prior to that was Keep Shelley in Athens, and that was the track was Running Out of You, and it was the Memory Tapes version of that. Memory Tapes out of New Jersey, I believe. And began that little section of music off with Twin Shadow, brand new song off of a split 7-inch with violins out on Terrible Records. The song was Savannah Howell. And like I said, if you want to know what we're playing, go to twitter.com/RadioZeroRadio, and all the songs are listed as we play them there.
So you can finally quit bugging us about it.
So you
can
finally quit, get off the phone already. Just put the phone down. Please. Just put that phone down.
Take it easy on us for a minute.
Have a break.
Just hold on just a minute.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hold on.
Okay. All right. What are we going to give away? Let's give away Next Level Music DJ Workshops.
Yes, let's do this. Okay.
Okay, so CITR is doing this partnership with Tom Lee Music, and they're offering... We played an ad about it just a few minutes ago. Tom Lee is offering a set of DJ workshops if you want to learn how to beat match, you want to learn how turntables work, or you maybe want to learn how CDJs work, or you want to learn Serato, or you want to learn Ableton, or something like that.
Or if you want to meet a DJ.
Or if you'd like to meet a DJ who already knows how to do this stuff.
For free.
we're giving away some DJ workshop stuff. Usually costs $100 to go and do this thing. But we're going to give it away for free. So if you want to learn how to be a DJ, call us up and tell us why. Tell us why you think being a DJ is cool.
Yes, or tweet us the best.
Or tweet at us, yeah.
The first two cool guy responses.
Yep. The best two.
The best two, whatever. We'll choose the best two. What is cool?
What is cool about being a DJ?
About being a DJ.
Yeah.
Twitter.com/RadioZeroRadio. Tweet us this information, and you can have a workshop. Speaking of DJing, I must operate some equipment here. Oh, or maybe I just won't. Who cares?
Don't worry about it.
Doesn't matter.
The thing about DJing that everyone needs to remember is that it's not as hard as you think it is.
No, can you play a video game?
If you can play a video game, you already know how to DJ.
Yes.
Can you count to four?
Some people can't.
I know, that's shocking to me.
It's shocking. Some people just
have... Some people really can't.
No frame of reference when it comes to counting to four.
Yeah.
All right, so tell us about counting to four. Twitter.com/RadioZeroRadio or just tweet at RadioZeroRadio. You can even just say DJing's cool. And you've won yourself...
And you've won yourself $100. It's the equivalent of $100.
Yeah,
it would cost you $100 to go and do this thing.
It's the physical, real-world equivalent.
You're going to get it for free.
Of a hundo.
It's the real-world equivalent of a hundo.
Yeah, it's the real-world equivalent of a cool hundo.
Sweet.
All right, let's get back to tunes.
You're not going to believe the ice cream sandwich I had yesterday.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's get to this. People can hassle us on Twitter. Oh, wait, you know, Reflections. That's what we were going to play here.
Yeah, let's play Reflections.
Oh,
this is Jesse Taylor.
Our pal Jesse Taylor.
Channels 3 and 4 / Twin Crystals fame.
/ The Night Prison. If you want to get some recording done in the city and you've got some cool stuff, talk to Jesse Taylor.
Talk to Jesse.
Anyhow, this is his solo
stuff. This is his solo project, and it is awesome.
Called Reflections, and the song is Take Your Movement Away. Hey, Jesse, this one's out, going out to you, buddy.
Righteous.
Oh, okay. What? Is it not going to play?
MySpace has a new player.
Oh, MySpace can suck it. All right. Is it going to work?
I don't know. Hopefully.
Potentially?
There you go.
Woo! Take your love.
to after me. Bugger off. Bugger off. Sod. Sod. Bloody. Bloody. Now put them all together. Bugger off, you bloody sod. Bugger off, you bloody sod. Okay, you're in. Let's smash things up.
Every Saturday from noon to 1 p.m., listen to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio in Vancouver.
Oh, yeah.
What's up?
Okay, seriously. You're not...
Hold on.
Hold on. Wait a minute.
Just hold on.
Hold on a second.
Okay.
Hold on a second. Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Okay. Hold on. Just want to say hello to Annie out in Austin, Texas.
Hey, Annie.
She's listening today.
What's up? Yeah. What's up, Annie?
She says our voices are hypnotique.
Hypnotique? Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
That's ever so flattering. Wait, how about now?
The sensual sounds of Radio Zero coming at you in stereo. No.
In glorious stereo.
Hold on. Just hold on.
Just hold on a second.
Just hold on a second.
Okay, I want to tell you about this ice cream sandwich I had yesterday.
Oh, right. Yeah, see this.
So Tyler and I have this thing in the summer where we eat a lot of ice cream sandos, and we mostly talk a lot about ice cream sandos.
And we just say, sando.
Sando. Yeah. Yeah, so anyway, I went to the Wallflower Cafe yesterday, which for everybody who lives in Austin, Texas, you're not going to be able to get in on this sando, but for everyone else who lives around Vancouver, you can get in on it. So they have a homemade ice cream sando that is made of two warm... Okay, first, it's vanilla ice cream, big dollop of vanilla ice cream, and it's sandwiched between two warm... Gluten-free, mind you, so anybody who doesn't eat gluten, no problem there. Gluten-free chocolate peanut butter cookies. It is... how do I describe it? It's breathtaking. It's breathtaking. Wait, it's the best ice cream sandwich I've ever had.
Wait a second. Just hold on a second. Oh!
Hold on a second.
What?
Okay.
What?
Yeah.
What? Okay.
One more time.
Just let's recap this ice cream sandwich here.
Dollop, vanilla ice cream.
Uh-huh.
You can't go wrong with vanilla. It's a high-quality vanilla, too. I think it might be Breyers.
Where did this come from?
From Wallflower Cafe.
And
it's sandwiched between two warm, gluten-free, chocolate peanut butter cookies.
Mm.
Yeah. And it's gluten-free, too, so it's like the cookies are extra, like, thick and dense.
They make them...
Homemade.
At the Wallflower Cafe?
They make them at the Wallflower. They make
Wallflower
them.
Cafe on Main and Broadway.
Main and 7.
Open.
Wallflower Cafe.
Monday to Friday, 7 a.m. till 6 p.m.
That's right. It's Wallflower so Cafe. Good.
Sponsor our show. Give me some. Sponsor us just with ice cream sandos.
Yeah,
we'll keep
free
talking
ice cream
about
sandos,
them.
Please.
Just hold on.
Just hold on a second. Anyway, if anybody out there is as into ice cream sandos as I am, well, aside from Tyler, let's do this. Call me up. Tweet at me. You can get me at twitter.com/camdales and tweet at me and be like, yo, sandos. I live really close to it. I'll get the tweet. I'll meet you there. We'll have sandos. They're so good. They're so good. All right. Let's get back to some music. I'm going to play Crystal Castles. Hey, did you know that Crystal Castles has done a song with Robert Smith from The Cure doing vocals?
Is that what you're
going to play? I'm not going to play that
song.
Come
on, play that one.
I want to play the one that Thurston Moore remixed.
That's old. Come on, play something.
Okay.
Well, play whatever you want.
No. By all means,
By all means. Come on. It's okay. I was really excited about that song today for some reason.
Yeah, because it's great.
All right, just hold on.
Hold on a second.
Just hold on. Cam gets us queued up here. I'm sorry. I really blew the window to Cam sales.
It's okay. So here's new Crystal Castles. Courtesy of Tyler Fedchuk on the ones and twos.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Hold on. All right, here it is. New Crystal Castles with Robert Smith from The Cure doing vocals, which is a giant, giant, giant move for a band like Crystal Castles to make. Anyway, here we go. Crystal Castles, Radio Zero.
picture hanging on the back of my door. Won't give you my heart. No one lives there anymore. And we were lovers. Now we can't be friends. Fascination ends. Here we go again. Oh, 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 'cause it's cold outside.
You can rescue me too. bummer. You're listening to CITR Radio, FM 102, Cable 102, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, and in Ardwar, the Human Serviette Radio Show. You just heard right there, Party Ghost by Z Braziers, brand new from Ottawa, Ontario. They have a 12-inch out, and all their songs are on one side of the 12-inch, and there's nothing on the other side of the 12-inch. Hence, all the songs are really close together. It's hard to find the beginning of Party Ghost and hard to know the end of Party Ghost. So when you get the Z Braziers record, you're just going to have to put it on and listen from the start till the end. Z Braziers from Ottawa, Ontario with Party Ghost. Today on the Nerdwar, the Human Serviette Radio Show, an interview with director Alex Cox, the director of many movies, including Repo Man, Walker, Sid and Nancy, and Straight to Hell, which, incidentally, is playing tonight in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, as part of a double bill with Dennis Hopper's Out of the Blue. And if you keep listening to the Nardwuar, the Human Serviette Radio Show, you're going to find yourself a chance to win some tickets to go see Straight to Hell. So, as I mentioned, Alex Cox today on the Nardwuar, the Human Serviette Radio Show coming up. And if you're listening on the internet, tweet me at Nardwuar, N-A-R-D-W-U-A-R, if you have any questions for Alex Cox, or you can call in 604-822-247, 604-UBC-CITR. Alex Cox on the Nardwuar, the Human Serviette Radio Show coming up shortly. Right now, I thought I would begin with some Alex Cox-isms, including some of the bands that have been in some of his movies. And I want to begin right now here with Joe Strummer's Clash from the Cut the Crap album. I love the Cut the Crap album. And here's Joe Strummer's Clash, because it was just Joe and Paul Simonon at this time for Cut the Crap, and Bernie Rhodes co-wrote all the songs.